there's special use permits for 7 single-family homes and 13 villas. And the Planning Commission has not approved special use permits for 1 single-family home and 1 villa. This is just kind of an overview. The yellow are the ones approved, and the pink ones are the ones that were not. Staff recommendations for the Board of Adjustment, if they would approve the appeal 17-4A, would be as follows. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2 would be the compliance from Western Taney Fire. 3 would be the Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax number to the office. 4, the planning staff will issue a certificate of compliance, or a CFC, when all decision of record requirements have been completed. The applicant will have 120 days to complete the requirements, or the continued nightly rental shall cease operation until a CFC has been issued. And 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 6, the maximum occupancy of 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom, which can be further limited by Western Taney County Fire Protection District. And then this special use permit is specific to the representative and not to be used to establish any commercial compatibility. 8, the current contact information for the property shall be posted on the property and not on file and on file in the Taney County Planning Office. And 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thank you. There's a number of people that would like to speak on this, Marie. I'm going to hear from each of them first,
and
then we'll bring you up here, and we'll have some specific questions.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, Karen Murphy. Karen, you have 5 minutes. I'm going to have Scott run the clock, and when you get close to that, I'll cut you off, okay?
That's fine.
All right.
I handed you all a packet.
And we reviewed the information that you provided before in this. Thank you.
Very good. And so I'm here to say that 226 Stony Point does not fit in and is not compatible with the Branson Creek community. There were several things that were wrong. They didn't submit a floor plan. The PNZ did not know how many bedrooms, didn't know how the square footage of the driveway. You will see later some pictures that cars don't fit in the driveway. And so, you know, we did turn him in because he was renting and had not applied for a Division 3 permit when requested in December by the Planning and Zoning Commission. In your guidance code, it does say there is enforcement. There is a designated official to enforce these regulations. That did not happen. Then in the rental agreement that Mr. Billingsley said that he has rented since day one, and he said that there's been rentals in Branson Creek since day one, that is wrong. I bought my home in 2006, my husband and I. There were no nightly rentals. And until you will, and in your package, you have letters, you have the Division 3 permit given to the developer, did not include nightly rentals, and only did they do that in the fall of 2007 when the economy dumped. And they didn't go and get a permit to do that. They did it illegally. However, they had people sign up in 2008, and that was Mr. Billingsley in 2008 to rent his house through the Gulf, a house rental package. But in that, it says definitely that he could not rent it on his own. And if he did, he had to turn in all the income to the rental company. The Tim Mahoney letter that is here, it was rescinded by Cotty. That was pointed out. We have the Division 3 permit, decision of record. It is for 69.81 acres, and that is Fieldstone. It did not apply for nightly rentals. The application for the Division III permit did not apply for nightly rentals. And in the code, it says to be considered a residential structure, at least 51% of the total structure must be actively used residentially. Nightly rentals are not residential. Applicant must submit a minimum of a sketch, which I talked about before. Sketch of the house, sketch of the parking with square footage. That was not with the application. Then on Appendix E, it says, and which are not in harmony with the purposes and interest of these regulations and the health, safety, and welfare of the community. I believe that the commissioners did not take that into consideration. They felt sorry because the people who put their houses in the rental program were lied to. The county gave them a letter that wasn't any good. And our HOA told them that they could rent wrong. So all those wrongs don't make a right. And so since the permit was not filled out correctly, there were no nightly rentals to begin with, and it was illegal for the developer to do that, then they shouldn't be able to continue, however they
25
did.
25 seconds.
Okay. And so nightly rentals, there is buffers that go in the nightly rental. We have a common wall that is not soundproof in the villas. But the houses, he's got a hot tub. He doesn't have any buffer between the houses other than there is one hedge. But the buffer definitely is in Appendix H, and it is part of the nightly rental part of the code. So you also got a letter?
Okay, Karen, thank you.
You're welcome.
Susan Smith?
Hello. I am here to speak for a resident that could not be here tonight due to a conflict. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, his name is Paul Frampton. He lives on Stony Point Road. He's actually three houses down from 226 Stony Point Drive. Here are some pictures that he took. I'll have to explain them as I go. Like I said, this is Mr. Frampton's words. He said, even when Mr. Billingsley was denied a permit, he continued to rent. Even to this day, he's still renting. His application states there are four parking spaces in the drive. I have a picture, and I just gave it to you, of how four cars fit in his drive. There are also cars parked in the street. He is not keeping his yards up. There's a picture that shows that, and that was just taken yesterday. He's let the grass go dead rather than water it, as most of all the rest of us do, and this creates an eyesore. I was told that one weekend last year that one of his neighbors counted 15 children coming from his backyard, and from the sound of it, were more in the back plus all of the adults. This individual had Mr. Billingsley's phone number, and when he called to complain, he was told they knew they were not supposed to be that many, so I guess I'll just have to charge them more money. There are a great many residents, myself included, that like to go and walk in the morning and in the evening. We do not feel safe anymore. I would have quit a long time ago if I did not hold a CCW permit. There is no way I will walk without carrying it, and that is bad to be scared to walk in your own neighborhood without carrying. Several weeks ago, when I came home at 189, which is across the street, there were no less than 12 young men of Middle Eastern descent standing in the driveway. My wife was afraid to come out of the front door. I know that some will say that this is racial profiling, but I really do not care. I just ask how many of you or your families would be comfortable in that kind of situation. The realtor says they are increasing the value of the homes. Most, if not all, of the homes sold in the last 6 to 8 months have been sold for much less. There's one home down the street on Stony Point that was bought by a realtor a month ago, and she moved in. And she told us that she would live there for a while, and then she was going to put it up on the nightly rental program. One morning, a while back, I was walking, and I was passed four times on four different streets by a black pickup with Texas license. They were cruising the street. The last time, there were four adults in the cab and five children in the back. The only reason I continued walking was that I was carrying. At the time, I had no idea what they were doing, and later, I drove by, and it was at a villa that was nightly rentals. There needs to be a stopping point. We now have 18 to 20% nightly rentals in our community. I have been told that most of these places will not allow more than 5%. We don't have a community anymore. It's a nightly rental resort. And his last sentence is, "Thank you so very much to listening to me, Ray Vaughn. Respectively, Paul Frampton."
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Lisa?
I don't want to have to reiterate some of the many things that have been said by Karen. I would repeat again on those things. There's just three things that I would like to note. Number one, I am hoping that you guys respect the First Amendment on the separation of church and state. Marie Power's statement was very Jesus-filled. I have Jesus in my heart, but I don't bring him to the courtroom. And as an American, I hope that you make your decisions with respect to keeping a separation between government and someone's religious views. Number two, the guidance code. Your guidance code requires handicap parking. None of these units have ever been addressed for handicap parking, for handicap rails in the bathrooms, for mobility in and out of those homes. So none of them are in a compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, which is a national law, and that we don't have that right to not abide by. And thirdly, as far as her contention that only five board members were present and this was a problem, I think it needs to be brought to light that the county has asked Mr. Howard Kitchen to recuse himself in voting in these kinds of things on your board. When I addressed Mr. Kitchen with what he had said, that he had been asked to be recused, he told me point blank that if I said anything, he was going to deny it. And then there was a few other words of exchange, and he basically said to me, "Get lost, I'm coming after you." So I want my neighbors to know what kind of neighbor they have, and I want you gentlemen to know what kind of man that you sit with on a board that is paid, a man that will threaten and a man that will lie. I took my action to Jimmy Russell, and I took it to the county clerk, and they in turn asked me if I wanted to press charges for assault, because what he did constituted assault.
I don't understand what you're saying in regards to
because I'm saying it because it was brought up about the number of commissioners. He will never be on this board when it comes to Branson Creek because the county has asked him to recuse himself. That's why I'm bringing it up. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Gordon?
My name is Gordon Glass. I live at 120 Greystone. I'd like to make a few general comments and then specifically to this unit. Branson Creek was planned as a single-family villa, and all of the villas are occupied by either the permanent residents by either one or two individuals. When the nightly rentals, there can be up to eight non-bedded people that are in the community. All the non-attached homes on Stony Point and Greystone either have one or two residents, with the exception of two. One has a family of three and one's a family of four. But when we have the nightly rentals, there's 8 to 14 people occupying each of these homes. The vast majority of the residents in the community are over age 70. On weekend, nightly rentals create noise. They dominate the swimming pools. They have allowed their dogs to be in the swimming pool, which is prohibited by the health department. They leave litter in the streets, which gets put into the storm drains. The nightly rental owners do not maintain their lawns or exterior of the homes, the same as the residents, and that hurts the value of our homes. More homes and villas are for sale now than in the 4 years that I have lived there, as many of the families are leaving due to the nightly